Dozens of parents in downtown Buffalo yesterday wanted to send a message to elected officials and school district leaders. Give every student the option to get back in the classroom. Taria Parsonen, a parent from Clarence, says she thinks districts made the right call in the fall.
I think that was the right call because at that point there was still very little data and very little studies about what would happen. But you know what? We know. We know now the science is there.
Last month, Governor Andrew Cuomo agreed with CDC experts who said schools can safely reopen. Parsonen says many parents can no longer wait.
You know, parents have been very patient. We've seen the toll that it's taken on our family.
Parent advocate Jonathan Rich has kids in the Williamsville School District. He says he's concerned about students' mental health.
My expectation is not that tomorrow kids are going to go back to school, but my expectation is that the leaders who aren't doing what they should have been doing since August are going to be pushed to make the hard decisions that need to be made.
Rich says he doesn't expect COVID to go away anytime soon, but believes there's examples of safe ways to reopen.
We've made it work with grocery stores. We've made it work with restaurants. We've made it work with gyms. We've made it work with places of worship. And so I think if all of those systems can continue to function during COVID, you know, with masks, with social distancing, and safely, I think that we also have to look at schools.
Western New York Students First leaders are asking the Erie County Department of Health to work with the state in hopes students have the option to re-enter classrooms this March. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.